10 items or less. This is Dave Ross on CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Eric Sparks doesn't have a Twitter account, so when he decided, during a trip to the grocery store, to scold a woman for bringing too many items to the express lane, he didn't know he was about to become famous. That happened shortly after the woman he scolded, Erica Thomas, who turns out to be in the Georgia legislature, went on Facebook in tears.
Yes, I have 15 items, but I'm 9 months pregnant, and I can't stand up for long.
Reporters started calling, and soon Eric found himself in a press conference outside the store north of Atlanta next to Erica, and he admitted being ticked off at her.
I called her a lazy little, exact words, lazy little B-I-T-C-H.
And because she is black and he is white and Trump is president, everyone's trying to figure out whether this is racist. And to further complicate matters,
I am Cuban. I am not white. I am white, but I am Cuban.
Raised by a grandmother who spoke no English, and he is anti-Trump.
Anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-racism.
Thus confounding everyone, except Republicans, who see two Democrats fighting and are too busy retweeting all this to care who's right. I don't know who's right, but I do think it may be time for the Democrats to adopt government-run self-checkout for all. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.